as most listeners know, Arbor Hill is an under-resourced area in Albany, but there's an exciting new project coming in, and I'm here to talk with one of these people spearheading the project. Paul Stewart is a co-founder, or in his words, co-instigator, of the Underground Railroad Education Center. Paul, welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you, Bria. It's a pleasure to be here.
And currently, the Underground Railroad Education Center, I may call it URIC from now on, just so that my tongue doesn't have to work so hard, is housed in a 19th century former residence of African-American abolitionists Stephen and Harriet Myers. This location is documented as having helped many people escape the institution of slavery through participation in the Underground Railroad. But there's another building that is going to be brand new with some history behind it, but state-of-the-art technology. So, Paul, what's going on with this new interpretive center?
Yes, so we're building an interpretive center, which will be a facility to help us tell the story of Stephen and Harriet Myers and the broader story of the Underground Railroad and the legacy of the Underground Railroad in Albany and beyond. And we'll be building that building just a couple of lots away from where the Stephen and Harriet Myers residence is, a couple of lots east of the Myers residence. And it's going to be on land that's already vacant that the Underground Railroad Education Center has purchased in prior years. And we've assembling these parcels together, and we're going to build a building on there, the 13,000 square foot building. It's going to have a 5,300 square foot footprint, but there'll be three floors, so it'll be 13,000 square feet. And the building is a $9.7 million project, so that's practically $10 million. It will be housing a lot of facilities that will help us to be able to tell the story of Stephen and Harriet Myers and the people that they worked with and the larger story in a more effective way.
Now, you have a model of the building, and at a previous open house, people were looking at the model. People who were not frequent visitors at Stephen and Harriet Myers' residence were impressed by exhibit space and performance space and office space. Those of us who have volunteered here frequently were most impressed that you're going to have bathrooms. Tell us about the current facilities here at Stephen and Harriet Myers.
Yeah, so one of the things that we have done for many years is there was some, I want to say, lack of clarity about how much and how there was water in the building in the 19th century. Stephen and Harriet did have an outhouse. And so one of the things that we've done to address that for our current needs is to have what we call our outhouse moderne, which is a port-a-john. It's a high-end port-a-john. It's wheelchair accessible. It's kind of spacious for if you're familiar with port-a-johns. And it also has a hand washing station, and we put some flowers in there. So it's got the handbars for handicap use, and it's on a cement pad. So it's a very accessible space, but some people would prefer to have a conventional bathroom, and we will have that in the new center.
I understand there's going to be more to the facilities. We're moving from 19th century technology to 21st century technology. What else is going on with the new interpretive center?
Yes, I'm glad you brought it up in quite that way. The building is going to be a net zero building, which means that we're going to have a high performance envelope, building envelope. We're going to have solar power. We're going to have a geothermal heating and cooling. We're going to have a number of features in terms of lighting that are kind of cutting edge. And I think people will enjoy the combination of some of these modern technological features together with the 18th century Dutch barn frame that we're going to be using as the internal framework of the main assembly hall. So we are using a Dutch barn. We've already purchased it and moved it from Fort Plain to a workshop in Altamont, and it's going to be put up as part of the internal framing of the assembly hall.
And now when you talk about the assembly hall and moving the barn structure, there's an event coming up of the groundbreaking. Let's hear about that.
Right. So we're going to have our groundbreaking kickoff on the 22nd of April. That's Earth Day. And that's very appropriate that it's Earth Day because the building is a net zero building, very environmentally sound building. The building is actually, we're trying to build it to what's called Living Building Challenge standards, which is a certification similar to LEED certified, except environmentally related. And it's just going to be an exciting building. There's going to be so many features in it that I think people are going to be engaged by as they interact with them. So, yeah.
And besides the building and the excitement of having all that space, in a separate segment, I talked with Lacey Wilson, who's designing a new teen program in museum studies to introduce the next generation of historians, potential historians. How do you see that program relating to the Interpretive Center?
Well, that's going to be one of the programs that we're going to be developing in the Interpretive Center. And also, I didn't mention, but I certainly wanted to mention that the very first thing that we're going to be able to do at the Interpretive Center is we're going to have an exhibit when the Interpretive Center opens in the fall, more or less the fall of 2025. We're going to have an exhibit from the Smithsonian Institution called Voices and Votes. And we are one of 12 different museums that will be hosting that exhibit as it goes around the state of New York. So we're the 12th in the series. We'll have the building up and ready when the exhibit is on its way to us.
Is that the old trick of the best way to get something done is to have a tight deadline?
I'm sure. Yeah.
And meanwhile, even though you are in a residence that is still being reconstructed, you have a lot of other activities going on besides the Interpretive Center, because that just isn't enough to keep you busy. What are some of the other activities that happen through the Underground Railroad Education Center?
Well, throughout the year, we have a lot of different things going on. Quite commonly, what we do is we have what we call a tour experience at the Myers residence, so people who are interested in coming to see the Myers residence to be able to sit in the space and in the place where the Vigilance Committee of the Underground Railroad met and where Stephen and Harriet Myers conducted their daily lives and also interviewed freedom seekers and provided food, clothing, shelter, and transportation assistance to people who were seeking freedom. That's one opportunity that people have. We do these tours pretty frequently, so if people are interested, they should call us up and we can schedule a tour. They can call us at 518-621-7793, and we will schedule a time when they can come for a tour. We also have UREC Reads, which is our book discussion, which we do on the second Friday of each month. We do it right here in the Myers residence in the front parlor. We are doing it as a hybrid program, that is to say partially Zoom. So we do have some people that Zoom in to the program as well. We have a Girl Scout troop that meets here. They meet during the course of the month. We also have a number of other programs. We have some arts programs that are happening on Fridays. We have our Freedom Con 2024 that we are doing right now. So on the third Saturday of the month, we have a Freedom Con program, and that's a Zoom presentation too. So if people want to know about that, they can go to our website, undergroundrailroadhistory.org, where they can see information about the Freedom Con program and also sign up for it if they would like to do that.
And then with summer coming, you also have a garden.
Yes, the summer we have a garden that we do, the Abram Johnson Garden, and we do have some volunteer gardeners that have been working very, very hard there to make it a truly beautiful space. We also have our summer program, our Young Abolitionist Leadership Institute, which actually runs throughout the full year. It's a teen-focused program. During the school year, the teens at Albany High meet for sessions. And then also during the summer, we have a 5-week segment that is tied into the Young to the summer youth employment program so that kids can actually be here as a work site and get paid while they learn a little bit and do and contribute to helping us keep the various things of the Myers residence in process.
And that was Paul Stewart from Underground Railroad Education Center. This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Paul, I need to go take a nap because I'm exhausted just hearing everything you're doing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bria.